Since this is the first time I've had the 10 o'clock Mass, I want to say welcome home. It's good to be back together, hopefully, shortly, that we'll all be back together in a more normal situation, whatever normal will be then. The greatest love story of all time is the story of our salvation. And as today's gospel reminds us, the Father was willing to sacrifice his only Son so that you and I might be raised from the death of sin and come to share in his life of communal love. This solemn feast of the Most Holy Trinity celebrates that communal love, that life, into which Taylor Marie brothers will be soon baptized. For God is one God and three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whose relationship is one of complete self-gift and outpouring of love. In other words, our God is not a being who loves. Our God is love. He is love itself. Our God is greater than we can ever know, and yet is also the one who revealed himself to us through his Son. Our God, who is transcendent, above all things, and is also immanent, present to all things, invites us into a loving, living relationship with him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we pray together our profession of faith at Mass, we proclaim what we believe about the oneness of God, a God who truly is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three divine persons who are consubstantial, eternal, each to be adored and glorified, yet one God. By celebrating the Trinity, we as God's family are reminded how much God loves each of us and wills only our good. That is, that this love is so real that Christ was actually willing to die for us, and that the Holy Spirit is truly the gift of the Father and the Son to us to remain present among us. God's praise, his wisdom, his grace. And so, my sisters and brothers, we will never know fully in this world how and why God loves us so much, or why he has chosen to make us his sons and daughters. So let us today and every day be grateful for the gift of divine love and for our holy identity as children of God. Let the gifts of God's transforming grace and love continue to flow over us like a great wave, as they will flow over Taylor Marie, empowering her and us to live as faithful disciples who reveal the light of God's amazing love every day through our lives by what we say and do. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.